We just started with the meeting. Today is April 12th, 2022, 7 p.m. And if you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, before we get started, I'll just note some of the items at the top of the agenda in the box. Items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The board may continue or combine, two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on this posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. At this point, I would ask you to turn off or mute your cell phones so as they do not interrupt the meeting. And if you have any private conversations, if you would take them outside, there it's kind of chilly, or in the lobby behind you. And I'll leave the last two to all of you to peruse at your leisure. Let the record reflect that the board members are present except for Caitlin Cunningham and Susan Phillip, who are excused. Do we have county introductions?
Melissa Vasquez. Clark County Commissioner Dinkins' office and
Mr. Jensen. Steve DeMera for Comprehensive Clark County Comprehensive Plan.
And that looks like about, we have one more. Oh, yeah. I thought you were leaving. I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, so roll call on county staff introduction. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the microphone that we have right here. And clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. And we do ask that whether you have a booming voice or not, please use the microphone because we do record the meetings and they're available later on the website. Can we have approval of the minutes for March 29, 2022?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes for March 29, 2022.
We have a motion to approve the minutes for March 29, 2022. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for tonight, April 12, 2022.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for approval of tonight's agenda with no changes or additions.
So we have a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, April 12, 2022. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Did I ask for opposed on the minutes? Anybody? No. We all voted. Oh, well. We'll get there. Planning and zoning. Oh, do we have any informational items?
Yes, Kim, a couple of informational items. I've got a couple of flyers up there. We have our spring job fair coming up here soon. It's on April 15th. That's Friday from 9 to 2 p.m. As of 4 o'clock today, we have 105 employers that are all participating. What makes this job fair different than any other job fair we've done in the past is that we require all employers to bring jobs that start at least $18 an hour. And we have, as of this morning, 5,400 people registered to attend. So if I have ignored your emails, it's because I've been working on doing on this job fair for the last couple of weeks. And we also have an Easter event coming up this Saturday here at Paradise Park. Just to the park over here to the north of this building, south of this building. And it starts at 11 o'clock.
Yes, 11 to 2:30.
And we have flyers for that here too, and we're asking families to register for them tonight.
All right, so we will now move on to planning and zoning. Item number one, ET 22400017 UC 17216, Palazzo Condo Tower LLC, use permits, sixth extension of time to commence the following. One, resort condominiums in conjunction with an existing resort hotel, the Venetian. Two, increased building height. Three, associated accessories and incidental commercial uses, buildings and structures. And four, deviations from development standards. Deviations for the following. One, reduce on-site parking requirements. Two, reduce the height setback ratio from an arterial street. And three, encroachment into airspace. And four, all other deviations as shown on plans and file. Design reviews for the following. One, a 632-foot high high-rise resort condominium tower, including kitchens and rooms. Two, all associated accessory uses, retail areas, and amenity areas, the Venetian Palazzo. And three, revisions to an already approved retail component associated with the Venetian Palazzo, Walgreens on a portion of 62.9 acres in H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the south side of Sands Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. Laura Drea, 520 South 4th Street. I'm representing the entity that purchased the Venetian Plaza properties. Although the staff report accurately reads that this is the sixth request for an extension of time, Venetian Las Vegas took ownership of the property in February of this year. They've had it approximately 2 months. At this point, a new operator is still sorting through existing land entitlements and deciding whether or how to move forward with each of them. Having established that, this is effectively Venetian Las Vegas Group's first request for an extension of time, and we'd appreciate your support in granting another 2 years that will be used to put an action plan together for the newer construction.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Is there anyone here that would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, mm-hmm. You know, Laura, I just have to tell you that this is really a custom here at our town board to not approve 6, 7, 8 extensions. So this is, it's problematic. I understand the ownership issues, and it's just something that we typically frown on. We want to see things get moving and how forward to go. Although there are extenuating circumstances with this particular property, so for me, that sort of balances the act, as it were. And I think that this is one particular case, the size of the product or the project and the circumstances of it, that would tend to make me feel more neutral towards approving it. And that's all I have to say, Mr. Chair.
My only comment would be that, you know, there were extensions prior to this only, and it's kind of just drug along, and it needs to get going. I don't think that we're going to be amenable to further extensions after this one. I mean, I can go along with it this time because they are new in the situation, but it's got to get moving.
I take your point.
Roger, do you have any? Okay. So, do we
have any? Okay.
I'll go ahead. I'll make a motion to go ahead and approve the sixth extension of time, subject to all staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries. Good luck. All right, item number two, ET 22400035 WS 190963. SID 52 LLC, waivers of development standards, first extension of time for the following: reduce parking and two, permit encroachment into airspace. design review for a hotel on a portion of 5.5 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment, AE65 and AE70 zone, generally located 550 feet north of Tropicana Avenue on the west side of Kelch Drive within Paradise.
Good evening. Greg Borgel, representing the owner and proposed developer of this project, which is, as you can see, called out here in the architect's work, a Spring Hill Suites project by Marriott. You have previously approved it. It is a first extension of time. Staff has recommended approval with conditions. The applicant has agreed to all the conditions, and we're hopeful that he'll be able to proceed. And frankly, the building permits are sitting and could be pulled as soon as a variety of miscellaneous issues are solved. He's gone the extra mile of being ready to build, and this should be the last extension of time he would need.
Okay. Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no comments or questions from the board, I'd like to make a motion for approval of this application subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
So we have a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, and good evening. Good evening.
Item number three, United Investments LLC use permit for a cannabis establishment distribution in conjunction with a previously approved cannabis facility on 0.4 acres in MD Design Manufacturing Zone, generally located north side of Nevso Drive, 215 feet east of Cameron Street within Paradise.
Good evening, Scott Sibley. Good evening, Scott Sibley on behalf of Nevada Holistic Medicine.
Could you spell your last name, please?
Sibley, S is in Sam, I, B is in boy, L-E-Y.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 930 South 4th Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89101. Thank you for your time. We're here today to add a distribution license to our currently existing cultivation location at this location at 4160 Cameron. Our dispensary is located at 4660 South Decatur, which is like a mile away, and so this allows us just to use our own distribution license to go from one location to the other without having to use a third party that would have to take it to a location further away, which is a problem for safety and traffic on our roadways. Thank you for your consideration.
Is there anyone here in the public would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public, open it to the board.
Well, Mr. Chair, if there is no comments or questions from our board, I'd like to go ahead and make a motion for approval subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Item number four. UC 220123, Park 2000, use permit to allow a personal services business within a portion of an existing office warehouse complex on 1.0 acres in M1 Light Manufacturing AE70 zone, generally located east side of McLeod Drive, approximately 500 feet south of Sunset within Paradise.
Good afternoon. My name is Amber Jimenez, and I'm going to be representing my mother, Lilia Jimenez, and her business, Shades of Beauty by Lily, and we are here formally asking for approval on our zoning request. It would be a great opportunity for the business and the community. The space that we'll be working in has four rooms, and she plans on solely working as a permanent makeup artist in one of the rooms. The other three will be open to have others work and provide other services under aesthetic licenses, such as facials, lashes, hair removal, etc. Being able to provide opportunities for others in the community who work in the skincare and beauty industry is one of our main objectives. It would be easily attainable to help others with clientele, giving our already loyal clients who often bring referrals. We also have heavy media presence, which bring a large portions of our clients. With the plans of expanding our team and service lists, will also expand, creating greater opportunities and generating revenue. Our hours of operation will be 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and will be by appointment only. And we have all the requirements and licenses from the state board, so now we need this decent approval.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone here like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the board, or to the public, and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there are no comments or questions, I'd like to make a motion for approval subject to staff's preliminary recommendations.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary recommendations. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Good luck.
Thank you.
You go to the Planning Commission on May 3rd.
Yeah, I'll explain to them.
Yeah, so you've got that, okay.
We'll see you later.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, that ends it for planning and zoning. Do we have any general business? Comments by the general public. The period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson of the board by majority vote. Is there anyone here who wishes to speak? Next meeting is April 26, 2022. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Okay. Thank you.